Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are studied through the three Vedas, the Upanishads, the literature of Sankhya Yoga, and other Vaishnava literature. Yet Mother Yashoda considered that Supreme Person her ordinary child, Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15 by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the purpose of studying the Vedas is to understand Him. Vede sarmev ahamev vedo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami that there are three purposes in the Vedas. One is to understand our relationship with Krishna, Sambandha. Another is to act according to that relationship, Abhideya. And the third is to reach the ultimate goal, Prayojan. The word Prayojan means necessities. And the ultimate necessity is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumartho Mahan. The greatest necessity for a human being is the achievement of love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we see that Mother Yashoda is on the highest stage of necessity, for she is completely absorbed in love of Krishna. In the beginning, the Vedic purpose is pursued in three ways. Try by Karma Kand, Jnana Kand, and Upasana Kand. When one reaches the complete perfect stage of Upasana Kand, one comes to worship Narayan, O Lord Vishnu. When Parvati asks Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiva, what is the best method of Upasana or worship? Lord Shiva answered, Aradhana Naam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Vishnu Upasana or Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu, is the highest stage of perfection as realized by Devaki. But here, Mother Yashoda performs no Upasana, for she has developed transcendental ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, her position is better than that of Devaki. In order to show this, Srila Vyasadeva enunciates this verse, Traya Upanishad Bhi, etc. When a human being enters into the study of Vedas to obtain vidya, knowledge, he begins to take part in human civilization. Then he advances further to study the Upanishads and gain Brahma Gyan, impersonal realization of the absolute truth. And then he advances still further to Sankhya Yoga in order to understand the Supreme Controller who is indicated in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Pushyam Shashvatam. When one understands that Purusha, the Supreme Controller, to be Paramatma, one is engaged in the method of Yoga. Dhyana Vastitada Gatena Mansa Pashantiyam Yogina. But Mother Yashoda has surpassed all these stages. She has come to the platform of loving Krishna as her beloved child, and therefore she is accepted to be on the highest stage of spiritual realization. The absolute truth is realized in three features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti, Shabdaite. But she is in such ecstasy that she does not care to understand what is Brahm, what is Paramatma, or what is Bhagwan. Bhagwan has personally descended to become her beloved child. Therefore, there is no comparison to Mother Yashoda's good fortune, as declared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajvadu Vargenachi Kalpate. The absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may be realized in different stages. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:11, Ye yatha mam prabdante tam stham bhajamyam ham mam vartanuvartante manushya partha sarvasham. As men surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. O son of Pratha, one may be a karmi, a jnani, a yogi, and then a bhakta or prema bhakta. But the ultimate stage of realization is prema bhakti, as actually demonstrated by Mother Yashoda. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's a beautiful purport, isn't it? Om Agyante Mridnasya Gyananjan Shalaka Chakshina Militam Yentasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupakadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedantam Swami Tinamne Namaste Saswati Deve Garvani Pracharne Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Chaim Ratnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dirit Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sandhu Vevacha Patita Nam Pavnevya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Here, Srila Vedavyas is describing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whose glories are, whose opulences are described in Vedas and Upanishads. And he's very astonished that how that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything emanates, spiritual, material, who is God, whose nothing is superior to that person is playing in the laps of Mother Yashoda. What a great fortune of Yashoda. Sometimes we use the word, yes, he is God, but if we just analyze, what is God? Even if you see in just mundane, without even discussing Vedas or Upanishads, scriptures. But there are so many living entities in this world. Simply human beings, if you see that 7.5 billion human beings. So many aquatic plants, birds, beasts. This is only on our planet. Then there is so many planets in this universe. And this Brahmand universe is simply a mustard seed compared to so many universes. These days it's so easy to see. You can go to Google and see how they show them, you know, the demonstration of the universes through telescope and all these things. Now beyond material creation, there's a spiritual creation. And beyond spiritual creation, the biggest planet is called Golok Vrindavan. And Prabhupada describes in one of the purport that Golok Vrindavan is so huge that total creation of spiritual creation and material creation, and that lotus, right? You see the photo up here. That lotus is biggest than anybody, all of the planets, all of the universes. This is where Krishna is performing his pastimes with his associates. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is glorified in these Vedas, in the old Upanishads, in the Vedic literature, and Krishna personally declared at the Battle of Kurukshetra. He says, Sarvasya chaham hides nishto mate smriti jnanam apohamam cha. Vede sarme aham me vedo vedantrikit vedavi veda chaham. He said, I am the one who compiled the Vedas. And I am the knower of Vedas. And I am to be known in the Vedas. You want to study Vedas? But I am the goal in the Vedas. Sambandha avideya priyojanam. Sambandha means a relationship. And then, priyojana is a goal. And the activity is to achieve that goal. And that is called avideya. Sambandha, avideya and priyojana. Prabhupada explained in this purport. Now, purpose of the Vedas is everything is described in Vedas. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Upasanakanda. And that is why first he says, I am to be known in Vedas. I am the compiler of Vedas. And then he said, Nistray Gunya Vishya Veda. Arjun, transcend yourself from the Vedas, beyond the Vedas. Go beyond Vedas. Transcend. Uplift yourself. Why? Because beyond Vedas, this is the verse that what I am playing with the laps of gopis in Vrindavan, that is beyond Vedas. That is why Vyasadeva was not satisfied. He written everything in Vedas. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasanakanda, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, the goal of one's life. One wants duties, dharma, artha, have to obtain everything because you need wealth, you need every health, you need everything. And then when you get it, then you want to enjoy it, kama. And when we are not satisfied with this, then I want to leave, I want liberation, please give me mukti, shanti, mukti, mukti. Everything is given. But Krishna suggested, go beyond these Vedas. And here Prabhupada explained that love of Yashoda is better than Devaki. One may say, why? Devaki is the one who gave birth. She gone through such a calamities in her life. In front of her, 6 children were killed. Can you imagine? When we go through some little difficult time in our life, it's so hard. No matter what. And the person who goes through, it's very easy to theoretically, Prabhu, chant Hare Krishna. But when you go through some difficulties in a family life, with the children, with the health, with the wealth, with so many other calamities, it's a difficult time. And death is very painful. But the Devaki, in front of her, can you imagine this child is killed by not even simply taken away and then he killed. He right in front of Devaki and Vasudev, he threw the child on the slab. What a terrible nightmare, traumatized. One cannot forget this, even happened once. But they were continued, not once, twice, third time, fourth time. But their faith with Krishna was such, no, Narayan has told us, because they had done upasana kand. Upasana, you worship different demigods. Parvati asked Shiva, my dear Lord Shiva, what is the best upasana? To whom we should worship? Now Parvati is not ordinary lady. She's Mayadevi. She's controller of this material creation. Everything moves with her activities. The sister of Krishna. Now, she's inquiring from Shiva. Now, one may ask, Prabhupada gives. He said, look, such an elevated personality. Even she's inquiring about Krishna. But in Padma Puran, why did she inquire about Krishna? Because as a sati, she had a doubt when it was connected. Everything is connected. The leelas are connected in such a way. It is so beautiful. There is no time for doing other things in the life. If we absorb our mind in these pastimes of Krishna, problem, we don't do it. We think other things are more important. And it's the same Sati when the Ram was crying at the Dandak forest, Sita, 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 and the Parvati herself, she got an illusion. Like Brahma got illusion in the Krishna Leela, Sati got illusion in Ramayana, in Ram Leela. Brahma, if you go to Vrindavan, when Brahma was, is it same Krishna? Similarly, Sati, the wife of Shiva, she said, is it the same Ram to whom you meditate? He said, yes, Sati, it's same my Lord Ram who is playing. But he's crying like an ordinary human being. Sita, Sita, Sita. She wanted to test him. And Shiva said, don't go. Said, no. I got a doubt. I think it can't be the same Narayan. And Sati took form of a Sita. Just to test Ram. Moment she went in front of Ram and Lakshman, who were crying Sita and Sita, and immediately when Ram saw, and immediately he said, Mother, Sati, why are you here? And she was actually Sita. She was in the form of a Sita. He said, Mother, he paid obeisances. Then immediately Sati realized, oh my God, what a mistake I have done. And at that time, immediately Sati could see that Ram was not alone and Lakshman was not alone. Along with Ram and Lakshman, there was Sita and there was Hanuman too. Hanuman has not appeared at that time. Hanuman met Ram at the Pampas Rover, where Shabri was. Shabri told them, go to Pampas Rover. There you will find the clue. There you will find Sugriv, Hanuman. You'll meet them. But even before Sati could see and Sati fell at the feet of the Lord, I'm so sorry. He said, it's okay. No problem. It can happen. And then Sati came back to Kailash and immediately Shiva said, oh, I can't take you back. You see, wives sit on the left side of a husband always. When the wedding ceremony happens, the seven promises she takes. These days they say, you know, in a joke, seven promises. But if you really listen to these seven promises, they are very deep. That happened with the seven promises started when Parvati married Shiva. These are seven promises in the Vedic literature. He said, no, now you can't sit on my left side. Why? Because you've taken the form of my mother, Sita. Sita is my mother, how can I accept you as my wife now? So he rejected her. And immediately Shiva went into the meditation. Now Sati is sitting over there in front of Shiva, my husband, I've done a huge mistake. He didn't chastise her, he said, I can't accept you anymore. And then he went into meditation when after thousands or 10,000, I'd forgotten the figure actually. And when patiently Sati was waiting. And when he came out of the meditation of thousands of years, Sati folded her hands and Shiva smiled. At the same time, she saw the planes going toward the Daksh Maharaj arena. This is when she asked, oh my, this then is, you've all read in the Bhagavatam these past times. This is when she asked, oh my husband, and Shiva smiled. He didn't say anything to her. He didn't, went back to the same 10,000 years back. They didn't even talk about what happened at that time. And that is a time, then again she done a mistake. Now, she wanted to leave the body now. This is the reason she left her body, because she was rejected by Shiva. And when she took next body as a Parvati, then Goswami Tulsidas explains that how when she came back, then the vivah is, in all the Vedic literature, that's the only literature which explains the marriage of Shiva and Parvati. Then Parvati asked, as a Parvati, then she gone back where she left. She asked, kindly, I was illusioned at that time about the Supreme Personality of Ram. Can you kindly explain me now? This is when she's inquiring. And then Shiva is enlightening Parvati at that episode. Then he tells about, then she asks, what is the best worship? Then he explains, Radhana Naam Sarvesha, Vishnu Radhanam Param, Tasmat Param Devi, Tadya Naam Samaj. Best worship is worship of Lord Vishnu. And for that Vishnu, when original form is Krishna in Vrindavan, there are so many Vaikuntha planets. Even there is Dwarka is there. Even this was, and sorry, no. Avadh, what is Avadh? Ram were born? Ayodhya. Avadh Ayodhya is there. But Golok Vrindavan pastimes, not everybody can answer. We are so fortunate. We cannot imagine how fortunate all of us. While I was sitting here, when we were offering prayers to Prabhupada, I was thinking, my God, you know, all these devotees are sitting here. We had nothing. We had no clue about Krishna. Who gave us? It's Prabhupada who gave us. We had no clue about Krishna. We don't know who Krishna is, isn't it? Nashama Prabhu asked me, he said, you know, you're speaking? I said, no, I'm not speaking. Why? I said, well, I had nothing. I didn't know anything about Krishna. It's Prabhupada who gave us everything. So whatever you speak is from Krishna. It's Prabhupada who gave us. And what sort of thing he gave us? Can you imagine? He gave us a Krishna. And that Krishna, if you want to enter into the Leela of Krishna, we have to follow the great Acharyas, Mahatma Yen Gatasu Pantha. One of the examples is given by him, Shiva himself. How do you enter into the pastimes of Krishna? Enter, and I tell you one from Padma Puran, when he, now Shiva is, there's a huge, the whole Puran, Padma Puran is actually, Shiva is teaching Parvati and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And this is where he says, he explains how, what is Vrindavan, what is, Vrindavan is not ordinary thing. Vrindavan is, we cannot just go buy a ticket and go to Vrindavan. We can enter into Vrindavan while we are here in the manor or in London or wherever we are. That's what Prabhupada was. But one need to qualify to enter into Vrindavan. One cannot enter into Vrindavan. Even Lakshmi could not enter into Vrindavan. When Lakshmi told Krishna, Krishna, I want to see your girlfriend, your gopis. Krishna said, fine, come. And when she came to Belvan, just on the bank of river Yamuna, because she was wearing her all opulences of gold, diamonds, and you know whatever, all her ornaments and everything. And Krishna said, well, now you want to come to Vrindavan? Well, my dear wife Lakshmi, can you just change to the simple dress of gopis? Sita Ram, Lakshman Man Ji Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Gokulan Vanita Ji Ki Jai. And she said, no, why should I do? I'm your wife. I'm going to see your friends. But why should I leave my opulence? I'm your wife. But guess what? She could not cross Yamuna. And Lakshmi, to whom everything, nothing can move without Lakshmi. Can you imagine? If you know wealth, we can't even run the temples. That's why we say count Lakshmi, isn't it? What is the Lakshmi point? Because without mercy, you cannot. But that Lakshmi could not cross the river Yamuna. And then she became so adamant, I'm not going to go, okay, I won't go, I'll sit down here. But she could see still across Yamuna. And Krishna will perform the rasa dance across Yamuna, but for Lakshmi he would come personally, a separate rasa dance for Lakshmi, separate, because that's still his wife. But that same Shiva, because you see when Krishna was playing with laps of Yashoda Maiya, at that time, and even when she was feeding him, and she saw in the mouth the whole universe while she was breastfeeding him, she said, oh, maybe, what is that? Am I illusioned? Because she could see. And second time, it's not once, Krishna showed him her twice, his opulences. But then he made her forget it. Because Devaki, she done worship as Sutapa and Prishni for 10,000 years, bring back to the purport of Prabhupada. They worshipped for 10,000 years. They wanted to have a child. And they said, best person is to ask to Vishnu Narayan. They worshipped Narayan when he appeared. Then they say, okay, we wanted a child, but who can be more beautiful than you? Can you kindly become our child? No, no, no. I will come as your child. So they achieved, Sutpa and Prishni, they achieved through upasana. And they knew, Devaki knew this is Krishna. Vasudev knew this is God. But Yashoda Maya, she was not bothered about opulences. And that is why by seeing the good fortune of Yashoda, all the gopis, they were singing, oh, Krishna is there. How fortunate this Yashoda and Nanda Baba is, that this boy is such a beautiful, such charming boy. Wish we would have this boy. Wish I can breastfeed him. And the cows were thinking the same way, and the gopis were thinking the same way. And that is why Krishna said, okay, I fulfilled your desire, no problem. Of course, then he performed this Brahma. And then he became, and then he performed. This is how beautiful pastimes. And these, in order to see these pastimes, a great personality like Shiva, he came to Vrindavan. And then when he came to Vrindavan, the house of Nanda Baba, they said, okay, please show me. For 3 days and three nights he stood at the doorstep of Nanda Baba. It's not easy that he could see Krishna straight away. All right, I'm a Shiva, so powerful Shiva, and immediately, okay, very powerful. No, even he had to do tapasya to see that same Krishna. And when he was, Puranamashi told Yashoda after 3 days, what should I do? They take advice from Puranamashi, because she was the oldest gopi. You see, sometimes these days, children do not take advice from elderly people. But when we were young, we were taught that always take advice from older people. Why? Because they've gone through so many rough times, thick and thin. They have experiences. So when we take advice from father, grandfathers or some old people, because they've gone through a lot of experiences in their life, they've done so many mistakes. So when they teach children, okay, don't do like this. But these days it's very difficult to even teach children, this modern age. They think, we know, you're old people. But same example was followed by Mother Yashoda. She asked the eldest gopi, Puranamashi, what should I do? This person has got snakes, scorpions, you know, such a mundumala. I'm frightened. My lala will be, you know, will get frightened. No, 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 no. Don't worry. Bring your lala. A moment he bring, and Shiva was in ecstasy. He took the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna. Then he said, okay, one more desire, Maya. What is that now? You get one more desire. What is it? Just give me a place to reside here. To reside here? He said, no, no, just give me a place so I won't enter your house. I will stay outside your house. But only one thing. Every day when you bathe your Krishna, his water come to my head. That's all I want. I want just you. You will bathe your baby anyway. He said, okay, I grant you. This is why when you go, the four temples in Vrindavan, the of Shiva, Nandeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, and Chakreshwar Mahadev. So Nandeshwar Mahadev is in Nandagaon. Every day morning when in the temple of Nandagaon, when they bathe Krishna, like we bathe Krishna rather than Krishna every day here, behind the curtain in the morning. So of course we got, you know, plates, and we give the Charnamrit after. But in Nandagaon, even today, every day when they bathe Krishna in the morning, they have made a channel. The water flows, all the way flows, it goes to the Shiva Shivalinga. That's the desire of Shiva. And the same Shiva, he asked again, he was satisfied, he's getting this, please give me the service. Okay. That's why he came as a Gopeshwar Mahadev, because he wanted to see the rasa dance of Krishna. Then he asked, please give me blessing so I can remain here. I want to do some service. Okay, no problem. He was established as a Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura. And he assisted actually at the time of when Krishna lifted Govardhan. At that time, the same Shiva, he assisted through Sudarshan Chakra to protect the residence of Govardhan. So this is the mercy of great Vaishnava. That is why even His Holiness Sindhadaman Swami just reminded me one thing he posted on Facebook, that if you want to enter into Vrindavan, he's posting one of statement from our Goswami's, I don't know if a statement from Rupa Goswami or Sanatana, one of the Goswami statement was that we should worship one of the person of Vrindavan if we want to enter into Vrindavan. Before we go to Vrindavan, what should we do? Either we should pray to the dust of Vrindavan, please let me enter, please come, I want to come to Vrindavan. Or we pray to Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan, or Yamuna Devi, or Gopeshwar Mahadev, Tulsi Devi and Radharani. Now that is not the physically I want to go to Vrindavan. You can remain here and you can go to Vrindavan. But we have to have the mercy of them. And what sort of mercy we should see? The Shiva, when I'm going to come back again. Today is even Monday, I'm talking about Shiva's day. Because this is all connected with Krishna. When she asked that, how come you are so pure? Why people are worshipping you as a Shiva in the same Padma Puran? At that time Shiva responded to Parvati. He said, yes, everything is impure. The ashes of crematorium is impure. The snakes, the scorpions, you know, the Mundamala. But I am worshipped because simply I meditate on the verses of Bhagavad Gita. That's why they have called me as a Shiva. Gita is not something. We come to Bhagavatam class. Okay, I will hear 10th canto. Gita is just an ABC. You know, sometimes devotees minimize the value of Bhagavad Gita. They minimize sometimes the Krishna consciousness. We think Krishna consciousness is very cheap. Because we haven't done hard work. Because he is the one who gave us free. And these two brothers who are sitting over there in front of Prabhupada, the Gaur-Nitai, they are just mad. And that's why they say, okay, take. You're not qualified. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what are we doing? We think it's okay, you know. We are not valuing because it's like if somebody gives us a diamond and we don't know, for us it's just a stone. Till we understand the diamond itself, what are the qualities of diamond, then you know what the diamond is. Like I'm born in a jeweler family, if anybody is wearing a diamond or diamond lying over there, immediately I say, oh, pick it up. Why? Because I know how valuable this stone is. Because you know the characteristics of the diamonds. You remember once somebody was robbing somebody, he came and he asked me, he wanted 10,000 pounds from him. So somebody showed a diamond to him. I'm not going to tell you who, but somebody showed diamond to him. He said, oh, this is something like this. So he called me, he said, Ramanuja, can you just see this, what it is? And the person wanted to cheat him, Vishambar Prabhu. And I told him on the face, isn't it? I said, this is a fake. This is not diamond. So the diamond, the value of Krishna consciousness is so, there is no word how expensive this object, love of Krishna is. Because we do not know the characteristics, we haven't studied. If you study gemological, you see, I send my son to study the gems and diamond to Delhi. The course was, it cost you about, at that time, it was when he was young, 10 years ago, when he was 16, now he's 10 to 12 years ago. I told him to do the course here. In London, the course was costing about 20,000 pounds a year course, 2 years course. But then I knew, you know, what are they going to teach? So I told him there was one course in Delhi. It was 6 months course, and it was costing about 600 to 700 pounds. And I sent him there. I sent him. And he studied. And after 6 months, he didn't enter the exams. He said, I don't need to enter exams. I'm not going to go to any do job outside. But in order to study what are the characteristics of diamond, then only you realize, then appreciate what it is. So when we understand what is Krishna consciousness, and Shiva has realized, Shiva knows what are the qualities of, what are the definition of Krishna prema. Lord Shiva, great personality like Shiva, he knows the definition, what is the love of Krishna. I give you one story about this. Now, it's all relate to us. How it relates to this story is, we have Prabhupada made a structure that morning Bhagavatam class and evening Bhagavad Gita class, isn't it? Prabhupada made this structure. He said, sandwich yourself, go preach outside, book distribution and other duties. Come in the evening, attend aartis, and sandwich yourself in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And what do? We mourn, I'm not saying, but some maybe very important jobs or something out in a meeting in the evening. But if we are around here and around the temple, we must attend even Gita class. Now we minimize Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? I give you one example of same of Shiva from Padma Purana. There was it's very important to understand what Krishna consciousness is. What is the benefit of attending these classes? Yes, Sutapa Prabhu will come, Vishambar will come, some other devotees will come. Come and speak, we listen, and we go. We think it's just a daily routine. But in Padma Purana, when Parvati was inquiring from Shiva, then Shiva said to Parvati, let me narrate to you, let me tell you, which I was taught by Narayan himself, by Vishnu. So what is that? She said, Lord Vishnu said, that anybody who reads one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, then Lord Vishnu says, okay, not even one, even one shloka, even half a shloka. Then he says, no, even quarter a shloka. If you read, you will attain me. Then he told a story. Lord Narayan told story to Shiva, and this is how Shiva is narrating. There was one Brahman, name was Bhav Sharma. This Bhav Sharma Brahman, he received, as a Brahman, he received donations and everything, but he did not use the charity for again, because a Brahman received charity and give charity. What is the verse? Tadati Guima Gachati. What is that? Yes. Huh? Yes, something. Six, you know. So anyway, no, Patan Patan Jajan Dadan Dan Pratigraha. Patan Patan, that's the quality of Brahman. You study and you learn Patan Patan, teach. Patan Patan Jajan Jajan, sacrifice, you do and you make other sacrifice. Charities, dadati pratigrahati. You receive charities and you give charities. So this Brahman, he received charities, but he did not give charities. And the result was, he became, next life when he died, he took a form of a tree, date tree, khajur. Is the right word, English, for khajur? So he became a khajur. Then there was another two Brahmins. And there were Kushibala and Kumati. And Kushibal Kumati, they were Brahmins too. But then they fell, they start doing so many abominable things, illicit sex, meat, everything, sinful activities. When they died, they become Brahmarakshasa. And when they become Brahmarakshasa, they were roaming around. What to do now? And now Narayan is telling to Shiva, this about Bhagavad Gita. So when they were roaming around, so one day they were so tired of becoming a Brahmarakshasa, they were so... they were not peaceful, they wanted peace, they wanted to leave themselves from this body. So anyway, one day they came in front of this khajur tree, and they sat on the khajur tree, and when they sat on the khajur tree, and that time, the wife is asking, she's asking her husband, so what should we do? We are in a terrible situation, we are in this ghostly body. Not an ordinary ghostly body. We are Brahmarakshasa.
Now you, we were Brahman. And what is, what a mistake we have done in our life. So what is the solution?
So he asked, he said, well, he said, Kumati, my dear wife, only with the Brahma Gyan, with Atma Gyan and with the Karma Gyan, we can be relieved. Without Karma Gyan or Atma Gyan or Brahma Gyan, we cannot be free from this body. So this wife, she happened to ask, she said, Kim tad Brahma? Kim Atma? Kim Karma? That's all she said in Sanskrit. When she said these three words, Kim tad Brahma? Kim Atma? Kim Karma? Moment she said that, immediately they were relieved from the ghostly body. And immediately the khajur, the tree, palm tree, it broke. And he was relieved from the body too. So they were all three were in a condition, these bodies, and immediately when they realized, the plane of Shiva from Vaikuntha came and they asked these both, come. Now why? Why they got relieved? By accident, this woman from his heart, without offense, she chanted the quarter shloka of Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter. The 8th chapter shloka is Kivatad Brahma, Kim Adhyatma, Kim Karma Parshotmam, Adi Bhutam Chakam Proktam, Adi Devam Chakam Uchate. The moment she recited and she relieved, so that the khajur, he took another birth as a Brahman, so he written the shloka. He said, oh my God, I, in the previous life I was just a tree, and simply these two ghosts, when they recited this verse of Gita, we got relieved from the ghostly body. So he written this half shloka of, not full shloka, half shloka, Kim tad Brahma, Kim Adhyatma, Kim Karma Parshotamam. And he was simply reciting every day at the bank of Ganga. And one day while Narayan telling to Lakshmi and Shiva, that while he was resting one day from Yoga Nidra, he got up, when he attained perfection chanting this quarter mantra of Gita, he attained Vaikuntha. Narayan came out of the Yoga Nidra. And Narayan is the one, he said, oh, so Lakshmi asked, why are you getting up from Yoga Nidra? He said, that particular Brahman is reciting quarter shloka of Bhagavad Gita every day. And he has attained the perfection. So there's so many, even in, there's a, time is up, I think, time is up. So, I can left this next story next time if you want, or if you want, I can narrate 2-3 minutes. This is, sorry? I cannot do without your permission. Same thing on the first chapter. How the person, a Brahman, became a bull and then he became unconscious and he died, he was not leaving his body. And then a Ganika prostitute came and the prostitute even, she said, okay, if I have done any pious activity, let this bull relieve from this miserable condition. So then immediately the bull was relieved. Next birth he came a Brahman, he came to the same Ganika, the prostitute. What did you do? What piety you had? She said, I didn't do any piety. I got a parrot and this parrot recites something, I don't know. And I just, this what parrot was reciting every day, I know he is reciting something nice, but I don't know what it is. So immediately he went to the parrot and parrot, remember, he said, parrot, what are you reciting? He said, well, I don't know, I was taken by Rishi and his children used to recite this one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. And I just got memorized and I just recite that. So simply with that, they attained the perfection. He may not understand, Prabhupada, the parrot was not understanding, Ganika the prostitute was not understanding. She didn't know this is Bhagavad Gita. That's what Prabhupada said, attend. When he was doing a pandal program in India, that time devotees, he was start speaking in Hindi, and devotees, they got up and they were just about to go, Prabhupada told them, sit down. So they all sat down. And after the program, Prabhupada told them,
You should not have gone because you don't understand. You're thinking if you just sit down there, you may not understand Hindi. But the effect of lecture is there. It's a transcendental. It's a divine subject matter. So it does not matter, you know. Not we should never say that, oh, it's Bhagavad Gita class, same dahinna saminata de, same matra spashyastu, I have know this. No, we don't know this. It is same beautiful. This is why Shiva could enter into the pastimes of Vrindavan. This is why Shiva entered into the abode of Vrindavan. That's why he's relishing 24 hours because he's relishing both of them. He's relishing everything. So this is how we Prabhupada has gave us. We are very good, very fortunate. And this literature, these books, devotees have been, distributing. 144,000 books has been distributed here. There's so many distributed in India. And the reason is people just simply read. One verse, quarter verse, quarter, isn't it? So we read whatever, a line, one line, two line, it'll make us Krishna conscious. These are the transcendental books. That's why we say transcendental book distribution ki jai. Because these are the books when we joined, I remember you asked Vishambhar Prabhu, all the old devotees, when that time, anybody who connected with the temple was through the books, isn't it? And now it is different. People come, you know, some other people come and take darshan of the deities, just think as a Hindu temple and they start coming, but they don't take Krishna consciousness. They may come. But unless they take shelter of these books, it's just simply a piety. Unless we read these, unless anybody comes to temple. But this is, anyway, this is what Prabhupada made these temples. I'm sorry, I went a little, what the fuck can I do? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vrindavan dham ki jai, Braj dham ki jai, Nitai go premanande.